not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt, 'cause nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Second hour coming up here. I want to thank Randy Kelton for coming on and enlightening us with that stuff. Boy, I'll tell you what, that takes guts to do. But I would imagine, folks, if you go in there and you educate yourself a little bit on that, the first time's the hardest, just like sales. The first time you pick up the telephone and try to make a sales call, that was the hardest one. The first time you do that, you get the reaction out of those people, prosecutors, judges, district attorneys. I guess from that point on, they would treat you with a little bit of respect, wouldn't they? Anyway, moving on. Okay, second hour here. I want to talk about the way it used to be, and I'm going to tie it in with the way it is. As I've mentioned before on previous programs, when I was going to school, I grew up learning that this was a constitutional republic. We pledged allegiance to the flag and said to the republic for which it stands. Now we see all these leaders telling us that they are we live in a democracy, and they're spreading democracy throughout the world. And what's interesting is that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad came over here to speak at the UN, and I took note on video clips, because I don't have a TV, of how the media is trying to just demonize this guy. And as a matter of fact, there's the Daily News. They've got a picture of Ahmadinejad with a big headline that says, "The evil has landed." And I wanted to kind of get some input from people because, you know, I watched the video clip of 60 Minutes. Matter of fact, I'm going to play that for us this hour. And I don't see that, folks. I don't see that this guy – I think maybe he's a little naive if he thinks that the United States is not going to bomb Iran. But I see the man as almost, I don't know, kind of a clergyman or something. I mean, he just – he seems like he doesn't even have the mindset that the United States would actually go in and bomb him. But at any rate, before I get into that, right after the break, I'm going to play a clip from the movie The Alamo with John Wayne. And in that movie, John Wayne made a few very prophetic lines that kind of hit home with me, because this is the way I grew up. This is the way I'm sure you grew up. These lines that John Wayne states are the way it's supposed to be. Unfortunately, with these leaders who have hijacked this government, these neocons, these warmongers, the day and age that we're living in, it isn't the way it is. So I'm going to tie that all in, and I'm going to show you the way it used to be, and I'm going to show you what we're facing. And Randy Kelton did a good job just in the court system, you know, of what we, and I've had many people on my show that have attested to the horrific experiences that they've had and talking about what happens in the court system, because it's just as corrupt as everything else. But there's a way to turn this around, folks. And Randy Kelton did a good job of telling us how we could do that. It's up to you to have the courage and the guts to be able to get the knowledge and do it. Just think for a moment of what kind of a country this would be if all of us were able to do that. When we walked into a courtroom, instead of us shivering in our boots, the prosecutor, the judge, the bailiff, shivering in their boots. Do you think we can do that? I don't know. It's something to ponder, isn't it? Listen, I'll be back in three. I'm going to play this clip when I get back with John Wayne. Stick with me. Got more to say. Be back in 3 minutes.
Heart. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, as I mentioned before the break, folks, I remember what I was raised and how I was taught in school as to what I thought, or the perceptions that were invoked into me of what I thought this country was all about. And there's a few prolific prophetic statements that John Wayne makes in this movie, The Alamo, that I'm going to play for you, and I'm going to show you where we were supposed to be. And then I'm going to continue with where we are. So here we go. Let me play this clip for you, and I'll be right back. It's about 3.5 minutes long.
Republic. I like the sound of the word. It means people can live free, talk free, go or come, buy or sell, be drunk or sober, however they choose. Some words give you a feeling. Republic is one of those words that makes me tighten the throat. Same tightness a man gets when his baby takes his first step, or his first baby shaves and makes his first sound like a man. Some words can give you a feeling that make your heart warm. Republic is one of those words.
Baby, what's going to happen to us? I mean, to you and me.
I'm going to tell you something, Flacca, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere. When I come down here to Texas, I was looking for something. I didn't know what. It seems like you added up my life and I'd spent it all either stomping other men or, in some cases, getting stomped. Had me some money and had me some medals. But none of it seemed a lifetime worth the pain of the mother that bore me. It's like I was empty. Well, I'm not empty anymore. That's what's important. To feel useful in this old world. To hit a lick against what's wrong, or to say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat. Louis, Crockett, Travis and Dickinson, and the others who died in the Alamo. Held off an army for 13 days, yet it's hard to believe that they ever existed. They'd become legends before the smoke over the battle had blown away. What kind of men were they? Well, we know that they died and that they were heroes. But nobody wants to die, and nobody just decided to be a hero. Has to be forced on you. That's what happened to them. Was forced on them because they were stuck with ideas like freedom and the rights of the individual, a hatred of dictators. Crockett, for instance, refused to sign the Oath of Allegiance to the government of Texas until they changed it to the Republican government of Texas. Living free meant a lot more to them than cowering in security. Another thing about Crockett. When he left for the Alamo, he sent his children this message. I hope you'll do the best you can. I'll do the same. Don't be uneasy about me. I'm with my friends. Worked out just about that way. He stayed with his friends, and he did the best he could.
Republic. Right or wrong. You do right or you do wrong. If you do wrong, you're dead as a beaver's hat. You walk around, but you're not really living. Freedom. Rights of the individual. Couldn't have said it better myself. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the country that they told me I was growing up in. That's the pride that I had in my country. What have we become? Read an article to you by Robert Perry. Out of Global Research. It's called George W. Bush's Thug Nation. This nation's been hijacked, folks. It's been hijacked by a bunch of neocons, by a military-industrial complex, and you have to go back and you have to follow the money because that's all what it's all about to them. They have no concern for the lives of people. They've caused the deaths of over 1 million Iraqis, and they're beating the war drums with Iran, which I'm going to talk about in a bit. But before I get into that, let me get into this. It's said that over time, presidents, especially two-termers, imbue the nation with their personalities and priorities for good or ill. And if that's true, it could help explain the small-minded, mean-spirited that seems to be pervading the behavior of the United States these days, both at home and abroad. On a global level, the world reads about trigger-happy Blackwater security contractors mowing down civilians in Baghdad, the U.S. military killing unarmed people under loose rules of engagement in both Afghanistan and Iraq, and the CIA rendering suspected Islamists to secret prisons or to a third country dungeon where torture is practiced. Inside the United States, too, a police state mentality is being told or taking hold. After more than 6 years of having dissent against President George W. Bush equated with disloyalty, police from Capitol Hill to college campuses are treating vocal disagreements as grounds for violently taking down citizens, while bouncers at campaign rallies hustle away prospective hecklers and police preemptively detain protesters or stick them in a faraway free speech zone. On September 17th at the University of Florida, public forum with Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, journalism student Andrew Meyer asked an animated question about Kerry's hasty concession after election 2004. Meyer then was accosted by several campus police officers who dragged him away and wrestled him to the ground. Despite pleading with police, "Don't tase me, bro," Meyer was tasered with powerful electric shocks as he screamed in pain. Watch the YouTube video, folks. Overseas, it now appears that Bush has authorized rules of engagement that have transformed U.S. Special Forces into death squads, much like those that roamed Latin America in the 70s and 80s, identifying subversives and murdering them. According to evidence emerging from a military court hearing in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, U.S. Special Forces are empowered to kill individuals who have been designated enemy combatants, even if they are unarmed and present no visible threat. The hearings involved two Special Forces soldiers who took part in the cold-blooded execution of an Afghani who was suspected of leading an insurgent group. Though the Afghani, identified as Nawab Bantangyar, responded to questions and offered no resistance when encountered October 13, 2006, he was shot dead by Master Sergeant Troy Anderson on orders from his superior officer, Captain Dave Staffel. As described at the hearing, Staffel and Anderson were leading a team of Afghan soldiers when an informant told them where the suspected insurgent leader was hiding. The U.S.-led contingent found a man believed to be Nawab Bantangyar walking outside his compound near the village of Hassan Kail. While the Americans kept their distance out of fear the suspect might be wearing a suicide vest, the man was questioned about his name, and the Americans checked his description against a list from the Combined Joint Special Operations Task Force, Afghanistan, known as the Killer Capture List. Concluding that the man was insurgent leader Nawab Bantangyar, Staffel gave the order to shoot, and Anderson, from a distance of about 100 yards away, fired a bullet through the man's head, killing him instantly. The soldiers viewed the killing as a textbook example of classified mission completed in accordance with American rules of engagement. The men said such rules allowed them to kill Bantangyar, whom the American military had designated a terrorist cell leader once they positively identified him. Staffel civilian lawyer Mark Waple said the Army's Criminal Investigation Command concluded in April that the shooting was justifiable homicide, but a two-star general in Afghanistan instigated a murder charge against the two men. That case, however, has floundered over accusations that the charge was improperly filed. The major news media has given the case only minor coverage, focusing mostly on the legal sparring. The New York Times inside the paper below the fold headline on September 19th was Green Beret hearing focuses on how charges came about. However, the greater significance of the case in its confirmation that the U.S. chain of command, presumably up to President Bush, has approved standing orders that allow U.S. military to assassinate suspected militants on site. In effect, these orders have established what was known during the Vietnam War as Operation Phoenix, a program that assassinated Viet Cong cadre, including suspected communist political allies. Through a Pentagon training program known as Project X, the lessons of Operation Phoenix from the 1960s were passed on to the Third World armies in Latin America or elsewhere, allegedly giving a green light to some of the dirty wars that swept the region in the following decades. Besides the periodic controversies over U.S. military killings of unarmed Iraqis and Afghanis, the Bush administration also is facing a challenge from the Iraqi government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki over the U.S. embassy's reliance on Blackwater security contractors, despite their reputation as crude and murderous bullies. On September 16th, Blackwater gunmen accompanying a U.S. diplomatic convoy apparently sensed an ambush and opened fire, spraying a busy Baghdad square with bullets. Eyewitness accounts, including from an Iraqi police officer, indicated that Blackwater team apparently overreacted to a car moving into the square and it killed at least 11 people. Blackwater has no respect for the Iraqi people, an Iraqi interior military official told the Washington Post. They consider Iraqis like animals. Although, actually, I think that they may have more respect for animals. We have seen what they do in the streets. When they're not shooting, they're throwing water bottles at people and calling them names. If you are terrifying a child or an elderly woman or are killing innocent civilians who are riding in a car, isn't that terrorism? The high-handedness of Blackwater mercenaries on the streets of Baghdad are in contempt for traditional rules of war in the hills of Afghanistan also resonate back to the marble chambers and well-appointed salons in Washington, where swaggering tough guyism reigns, from the old Oval Office to the talk shows to Georgetown dinner parties. Inside the Beltway, it seems there's little political mileage in standing up for traditional American values, such as the rule of law or even the founders' historic concept of inalienable rights for all mankind. On September 19th, Senate Republicans blocked an up or down vote on a bill seeking to restore habeas corpus rights against arbitrary imprisonment for people who Bush unilaterally has designated unlawful enemy combatants. We'll be back with the rest of this article in 3 minutes, folks. Stick with me. I got more.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm reading an article called George W. Bush's Thug Nation, and I'll continue. Bush supporters portrayed those who favored habeas corpus restoration as impractical coddlers of America's enemies. This is purely a matter of congressional policy and national policy on how we want to conduct warfare now and in the future, said Senator Jeff Sessions, a Republican of Alabama. Are we going to do it in a way that allows those we capture to sue us? The Republicans also prevented a direct vote on a plan to grant lower home leaves to U.S. troops fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. Those two factors, obedience to Bush's claim of unlimited power as he wages his war on terror, and refusal to relieve some of the pressure on American troops facing repeated deployments to the front lines, are almost certain to keep making matters worse. The mix of tired and desperate soldiers operating in an environment in which every person on the street is viewed as a potential suicide bomber is a formula for continued abuses, endless slaughter, and deepening hatreds. Back home, Americans who ask too many annoying questions or don't demonstrate the right attitude toward government leaders can expect to encounter the hostility of an incipient police state, a thug nation that reflects the pugnacious arrogance and the contempt for dissent that is the stock and trade of the nation's current two-term president. Now, I have to ask you, in John Wayne's America, as I played for you in that Alamo clip, or the one that I thought I had grown up in school, how did they get away with this? I invite you, and I give you the answer. They've dumbed us down. We're mind-numbed. The public at large is mind-numbed, dumbed down, and propagandized. And I invite you to go into www.theamericanawakening.org, click on interesting links, go over to the right-hand side, and look at Disillusioned. I posted this clip. In there, A journalist goes out on the street and he asks four questions of 36 people. Who's the Vice President of the United States? What year did 9/11 happen? What is the First Amendment? What is our First Amendment? And who is the Defense Secretary? And do you know that almost everyone, better than 90% of these people, didn't know the answer? There was only 3 out of the 36 that got the Defense Secretary right. I didn't see one. Maybe there was one that got Vice President Dick Cheney right. This is pathetic, folks. And you know what? It's up to you. It's up to you to get out there and help to wake these people up, because they're your friends, neighbors, and relatives as well as they are mine. You've got to start now. Now, Ahmadinejad has made a trip over here to the United States to appear at the UN, and he also was to do a press conference, or he has already done a press conference. And I have to tell you, I'm absolutely disgusted at the way that the media paints this guy, because I've seen him, I've looked at the clips, I've seen, you know, they say actions speak louder than words. I watch people's actions, I listen to what they say, and then I watch what they do. And I've watched Ahmadinejad, I've seen what he says, I've looked at his body language, and I've done the same, and I've compared it with George Bush. And I have to tell you that I have more confidence in the words of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad than I do in George W. Bush. How many lies have we caught him in? It's over 1,200 since this administration started. Anyway, Ahmadinejad has come over to speak at the UN, and this media has literally vilified him. He was on 60 Minutes last night, excuse me, for those who have seen it. When I get back after the break, I'm going to play about a 10-minute clip, and I'm absolutely appalled at the disrespect that journalists give a president. It doesn't matter what country. He's the president of a country. He was elected president of a country. They throw forth questions that are just absolutely ridiculous. They're disgusting. And it's all because they're being pushed by this administration to do so. This clip's about 10 minutes long, folks, so it's going to take, pretty much the balance of the next segment to do. But there's a few things in that clip I want you to pay close attention to. They ask him very direct questions, and they basically, well, you can tell it's coming from the administration because they try to blame him with accusations. But I want you to pay close attention to how he handles the questions, and I want you to look at his body language. And I want you to tell me from your own discernment, who do you think is telling the truth? Do you think Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is telling the truth? Or do you think that George Bush is telling the truth? Now, this man represents a country that has never attacked, never aggressively attacked another country. Okay? And they have a long, long history. And they're neighbors with Iraq, and they go back a long way. And so these lies, this spin that's being perpetrated by the mainstream media, I want you to pay close attention to how he addresses this reporter, who sounds more like a politician than a reporter. And I want you to draw your own conclusion as to who's right and who's wrong, and what the war drums being beat for this, possible attack on Iran is really all about. By the way, I mentioned to you in the prior segment that the Daily News has a picture of Ahmadinejad on the front saying the evil has landed. I think that's a matter of opinion as far as who the evil one is. What does Ahmadinejad have to gain? But on the other side of the coin, what do the neocons have to gain? Control? More money? Who's got the most blood on their hands? Who has the blood on their hands? We'll be back in 3, and I'll play this clip for you. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I'll comment on it after it ends. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Back, Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Now I'm going to play this. It's about a 10-minute clip, folks. I'm going to play with the interview on 60 Minutes with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Pay close attention to his body language, folks, and I want you to draw your own conclusions. You tell me, is he lying or is George Bush lying? Here we go. Well, I thought we were going to go. Let's see. Give me a second here, folks. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties with this thing, and it doesn't seem to be playing like it was before. So I'll tell you what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to go back in to the site in by which I got it. Evidently, after you pause it for a certain period of time, it automatically erases itself. So if you give me a minute here, I'm going to go back in and find it, and we will pick up where we left off here. So let me just scroll down and see if I can. There we are. Okay. If I remember correctly, there is a 30-second commercial that is going to play first. So I'm just going to have to bore you with my blabbing until this commercial is up, unless you want to hear a commercial. I don't think so. Let's see. Well, you know, You know, it's interesting, folks, that, and I ran across this the other day. Oh, there we go. Okay. Now I found the clip. Now we're going to go through a commercial. I was going to say, I ran across this the other day where I had posted three video clips on my website. And when you went to play them, they had removed them all. And I thought maybe they had done this with this clip, but they didn't. And I'm watching the last 10 seconds of a commercial here, and then we're going to play the clip for you. So bear with it, and we're going to get to it right now. Okay, here we go.
Mr. President, you say that the two nations are very close to one another, but it is an established fact now that Iranian bombs and Iranian know-how are killing Americans in Iraq. You have American blood on your hands. Why?
Well, this is what the American officials are saying. Again, American officials, wherever around the world that they encounter a problem which they fail to resolve, instead of accepting that, they prefer to accuse others. We basically are very much opposed to any kind of insecurity inside Iraq, because once we have insecurity in Iraq, the first party, if I can use the word, that will be affected would be Iran. Having said that, we fully oppose occupation and also military attacks. In Iraq, we don't need to do that. For that matter, in any other part of the world, we don't need to do that. When it comes to war, we don't think that war, belligerence, is a good solution for differences of opinion. We have said this in the past to American officials, that the Iraqi people very much oppose occupation, and they will not accept this. And experience tells you this. This is a nation with many thousands of years of history. They have stood up to occupiers in the past, and they will stand up again. I'm very sorry that because of the wrong decisions taken by American officials, Iraqi people are being killed and also American soldiers. It's very regrettable. And again, I'm saying that why should they be killed? Why should these boys and girls be killed? Why should we have war in Iraq and insecurity? I believe that the people behind the insecurity are those who, from thousands of kilometers away, have brought in troops. First, they said that they want to topple the dictator and find WMDs. They didn't find WMDs, and there's no dictator there anymore. So the question is, what are American troops doing right now in Iraq? They have to answer and respond to these questions. We are not interfering in Iraq. The Iraqi people are our friend, and the president, the prime minister, the speaker of the parliament are our friends. We don't need to interfere in Iraq. We are two nations which have been connected through history. Each year, millions of Iranians go to Iraq for pilgrimage, and in a number of these bombings inside Iraq, Iranian citizens have been killed. We want peace, we want security in Iraq, and it only serves our own interests. And those American officials who see their interests in a continued occupation of Iraq, I ask them to reconsider. They should leave alone the Iraqi nation and also their own soldiers, and they shouldn't accuse others needlessly. We basically oppose the killing of any person, innocent persons, from any race or community. As I said, the Iraqi people have been victimized. We feel very sad for them. Equally, we feel sad for American soldiers and troops, because they don't know why they're there. They are the victims of the, if you will, the wants and wishes of certain American officials.
Mr. President, American men and women are being killed by your weapons in Iraq. You know this.
No. Who's saying that?
The American army has captured Iranian missiles in Iraq. The critical elements of the explosively formed penetrator bombs that are killing so many people are coming from Iran. There's no doubt about that anymore. The denials are no longer credible, sir.
Very good. If I may, are you an American politician? Am I to look at you as an American politician or a reporter? This is what the American officials are claiming. They want, well, we don't need to arrest many people to prove that Americans are occupying Iraq or produce fabricated documents. If you go to the streets of Baghdad, you would see American helicopters and tanks and Humvees, so on and so forth. So, the Iraqi people are just defending themselves. I think the way out for the American official from this problem that it has created for itself shouldn't be in accusing Iraq, Iran rather. You need to understand the realities of the region and also respect the Iraqi people. The Iraqi people, like other people, want to have security, want to have peace, want to be free. When they see that soldiers come into their houses, they react. So if the American government does accept this reality, this truth, everything will change. If they accuse us 1,000 times, the truth will not change. They need to accept the truth and also the wishes of the Iraqi people. That is a way out of this deadlock.
Mr. President, I want to be very direct and very clear. Many Americans believe that you have American blood on your hands. Are you saying that it is not the policy of this government to send weapons into Iraq? Sir, forgive me, you're smiling, but this is a very serious matter to America.
Well, it's serious for us as well. I dare say it's serious for everyone. I'm just amazed, as the representative of the media, why do you insist on the untrue accusations leveled by your government? This doesn't solve anything. It seems to me it's laughable for someone to turn a blind eye to the truth and accuse others. It doesn't help. And the reason that I'm smiling again, it's because that the picture is so clear, but American officials refuse to see it. And I think that as a member of the media, your responsibility here is to talk about the truth and back home to force your officials to appreciate the truth and take the correct decision. The problem in Iraq doesn't have anything to do with the Iraqi people. For that matter, the killing of American troops doesn't have anything to do with the Iraqi people. And as we have security, things will be better. And we don't want to see a single soldier killed. The solutions we are putting on the table are very humane. And again, we are asking for very basic things from the American officials, to respect the wishes of the Iraqi people and also their rights. A dictator has been toppled and WMDs have not been found. And once they say that they are going to leave Iraq, the Iraqi people will live with that, so to speak. If they persist on the same course for 50 years and arrest diplomats, so on and so forth, this will not help with the situation. And if you repeat the mistakes of the past, nothing will get resolved.
All right. Well, there you have it. There's 10 minutes worth. Now, you can go into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org and you can watch the clip for yourself. And I mentioned watch his body language. Of course you can't watch his body language. You're listening to it via the radio or the internet. So go into the website, www.theamericanawakening.org. But there's a couple of things I want to point out to you about this. The journalist is asking the question, it is an established fact that Iranian bombs are raining down on soldiers. And Ahmadinejad replies with, yes, American officials say that. Their interests are there. Their wants, their visions, their interest is in occupying Iraq. And what's that all about? It's about oil. It's about control, folks. Now, we have pretty much established that fact. I mean, before Ahmadinejad stated it. But number two, the question, American soldiers are being killed by your weapons. And the journalist says, well, that's an established fact. And Ahmadinejad responds, are you a politician or are you a reporter? Basically what he's saying is they're telling you what to ask. They're telling you what to say. Iraqis are defending themselves. The insurgents are nothing more than Iraqi citizens who are defending their homeland. Same thing that we would do if we were invaded by a foreign country. American blood is on your hands. And his answer was, he's amazed, and he's called out for laughing, and he's laughing at the whole thing. And he's laughing, folks, because the question itself is just preposterous. This is the reason that Ahmadinejad is laughing. He says he's amazed that the media insists on making untrue accusations by the government. And he says the picture is clear. And it's the media's responsibility, our media's responsibility, to bring the truth to the American government and let them face the facts. And I agree with that. Now, you can draw your own conclusions from that, but I've listened to this warmongering, I've listened to the drum beating, I've watched what happens with the WMDs and overthrowing the dictator, and then the excuse has moved on to, we're bringing democracy in Iraq. We're doing no such thing. They live in a police state over there, just about like we're living in here. And you take all this in consideration. You take the WMDs, that was the overthrowing Saddam Hussein was the first reason, and then the weapons of mass destruction, which didn't exist. Top that on top of the other big lie about 9/11, which, incidentally, speaking about that, 7 CIA veterans challenged the 9/11 Commission. 7 former members of the CIA are saying there needs to be a new investigation because the first one was a farce. They know. We know. Ray McGovern, you all know who he is. William Christensen, another former CIA, what was his job there? He was a 29-year veteran, former naval intelligence officer, former director of the CIA's Office of Regional and Political Analysis. But it goes on. Melvin Goodman, PhD, another former CIA official who calls the 9/11 Commission report a cover-up and who signed the petition to reinvestigate 9/11. Not only him. Robert Baer is another well-known CIA veteran who has questioned the official account. Now, it's not just us, folks. It's not just the American citizen here pointing a finger and being a conspiracy theorist with a tinfoil hat on our head. We're talking about CIA veterans, CIA analysts here. 21-year veteran Robert Baer, specialist in the Middle East, awarded the Career Intelligence Medal upon his retirement in 1997. Well, Robert David Steele, review of his book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror. Oh, that's Webster Tarpley, I'm sorry. But Robert David Steele, another former CIA and U.S. Marine Corps member. Lynn Larkin was a CIA operations officer who served in several CIA foreign stations before being assigned to the CIA's Counterintelligence Center. David McMichael, PhD, a former senior estimates officer at the CIA. All these people are saying the same thing. And we've all seen the jokes that Bush made at, a formal dinner where he's, well, those WMDs are not under the table. They're not under here. Maybe they're over there. They think it's a joke. They think it's a joke that over a million people in a country that we invaded are dead. And they're beating the war drums to do it again. This man, as naive as he looks to me, Ahmadinejad, He doesn't. I don't think he believes that the United States will really attack him. And it looks like they're gonna. And they're gonna let the same thing happen. We're gonna let the same thing happen all over again. How many people have to die for their oil interest? How many people have to die for them to gain control? How many people have to die for their new world order to come into existence? This, I don't know about you folks, but this sickens me. It sickens to me because the Iraqi people didn't do a thing to us. They're people just like us. They eat just like us. They go out. They play ball just like us. Okay. I watched a video clip the other day where they were out. They were at a horse show. You know, riding horses and horse jumping. And they go to the lake and they take their kids and they read, and they go to the art museums. They're just like us. They're no different. They speak a different language. Maybe they're a different color. Who cares? They're not offending. They're not hurting anybody. We'll be back in three in the final segment of American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be back in 3 minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I was talking about Ahmadinejad and the war drums being folks. The Iranian people are people just like us. We've killed 1 million Iraqis. How many more have to die for their goals, their money mongering, their control? It makes me sick. Listen to this. Bush declares Hillary will win the nomination. You know what? He wants her to win the nomination because he wants her to win the presidency. He wants to pass the baton over to the Clintons because the Clintons and the Bushes have been controlling it for 28 years. President Bush, for the first time, is predicting that Barack Obama will be defeated in the Democratic presidential primaries by Hillary Clinton. She's got a natural presence, a national presence, and it is becoming a national primary, Bush tells author Bill Salmon in his bombshell book, Evangelical President, set for release Monday. And therefore, the person with the national presence who's got the ability to raise enough money to sustain an effort in a multiplicity of sites has got a good chance to be nominated. Breaking his vow not to play pundit-in-chief in the 2008 presidential race, Bush tells Salmon that Clinton ultimately will be defeated in the general election by a Republican nominee. Yeah, he says that, but he really doesn't care. He's not a conservative anyway. He's just posing. I think our candidate can beat her, but it's going to be a tough race. Right. Current and former Bush advisor sounded less certain. It's going to be a very close election, said Karl Rove. Oh, yeah, we take a lot of stock in what he says, don't we? Yeah, he's the epitome of a great citizen, who until this month was the president's top political strategist. We are at this very narrow divide in politics. The election could go either way, Vice President Cheney told Salmon. They don't even care, folks. They vacation together. Have you seen George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton with their arms around one another on the golf course? I have. Who are they trying to fool? That's what I'm saying. We've got to wake these people up. Go out, tell your friends, neighbors, and relatives. Buy a video. Tell them about my website. Go in there and tell them to watch some videos, folks. Buy one from BushKillJFK.com website. Spread it around. Burn copies of it. Get them out there. This is ridiculous. I mean, just because we don't see it firsthand, just because they don't show us the body bags coming home on the jets in the middle of the night, does not mean it's not happening. All these people over there, out of sight, out of mind, just because they have brown skin instead of white or black or whatever, okay, just because they wear a turban on their head, does that mean we're supposed to kill them? They're just like us. Ahmadinejad, to me, and I'm not saying that, you know, governments are corrupt. You know, I know that. It runs a gamut across the board, but there's different levels of corruption. He doesn't look like he's out to do evil. He doesn't look to me, his body language doesn't tell me that he is out to start a war. He's not out to cause problems. The Iraqi people and him are neighbors, or Iran and Iraq are neighbors. And as I said before, the insurgency is just the Iraqis defending their homeland. Nothing different than you or I would do if our homeland was invaded. But the question that we have to ask ourselves is, who is invading us now? Is it from within? Are you waking up yet? I know you guys are awake, but I mean, am I lighting a fire under you to get you to talk to your friends, neighbors, and relatives? At least get them to plant the seed, or get the seed planted to where they, you know, They might open their eyes. A light bulb might go off in their head, for crying out loud. This stuff has got to stop, folks. We've become a rogue nation. We're the aggressors. We're the enemy of the world in their eyes. And I have to tell you that it shames me to see what this nation has become under this administration and under the people who are pulling the strings. It shames me. Michael Herzog, the Aware American Awakening. End of another day. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadmiller. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day if you can. Bye.
Figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready.
It's true.